You didn't know this story before.
No.
If you can still hold it close to your mouth the same way, and I'll ask you a couple of
questions. Oh, yes.
You can ask me also a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Something is not alright there.
Oh, no.
Are you used to reading? Doesn't bother you to read?
No, it doesn't. No, no. It's a thing which I quite often do anyway, you know, just on my own. Well, not that often, but I quite like reading out loud from work that I like, which usually involves reading poetry out loud, or maybe what I've written myself, rough notes, old notebooks and that kind of thing.
You write a lot?
No, I don't. It's just now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not, or at least, I don't write a large amount of stuff. It's just a rough note which I've gradually accumulated. The course in Manchester was for 3 years, and the course I took in London at the Royal College was another 3 years. So it's which is a bit much.
Yeah, it's really a long time. Do you have a second degree from the Royal College, or?
Oh yes, yeah, I've got a degree from there as well. That's a marker degree. Which is, I think, Master of Arts of the Royal College of Art. I think that's what that stands for. I'm not quite sure. Yes, it would be. But in Manchester, it's illustration I did mainly,
mm-hmm.
And then at the Royal College, I went on another illustration course.
And illustrations, is it graphics, or what is it
exactly? Well, illustration is more concerned with making drawings and images, whereas the graphics tends to be more concerned with the layout, but that's, you know, but they overlap a good deal anyway. And my main asset is in drawing, really, you know, an ability to draw. So illustration seemed like the obvious thing to go in for.
Mm-hmm. You paint a lot?
Yes, well, I draw more than paint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do more painting recently, well, over the past couple of years, because I hadn't really used colour a great deal. It's mainly line drawing, and I've tried to introduce more colour.
Were the artists in the past, I mean, you usually tend to learn on in your studies, who used to do illustrations and drawings.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the sort of examples for you?
I quite like drawings of George Gross, who was a German artist who was working in the 20s. Well, that's when he first became known, anyway. And Bill Ray, who was an 18th century British illustrator, and Rowlandson, who was working at the same time. I like them. Can't think of many others actually. And we're not illustrators, you know. I'm more interested in the painters, really, than the illustrators. I like David Hockney. I like his drawings, and apart from that, Renaissance painters. Mantegna is one of my favourites, and Piero della Francesca. In fact, I'm more interested in those than in illustrators, really. That's why I don't know much about illustrators. That's why I can't remember many names of illustrators.
Have you been to Chagall exhibition? I missed it.
I did as well.
You did as well.
Yes, yes. He's not a painter who I like on the whole. I just like one or two of his paintings. I find that with most of them, the colour combination is a bit too jarring.
Chagall is to be more involved with his way of life and
yeah.
what he passed in his history.
Yeah.
So,
I suppose
it's true for most of the painters.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are you qualified
in
intuition as well? You can teach as well?
No. Well, in an art college, I think, because it isn't actually necessary to have an actual teaching qualification, to do at least part-time teaching in art schools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that, no. I haven't actually done any teaching. It's not a thing which I've ever really seriously considered.
Can I ask you about your family? Do you have brothers, sisters?
Yes, I've got two sisters. One of them lives in Plymouth, where my parents live.
Mm-hmm.
The other lives in London.
Mm. And you're in the middle? No,
I'm the eldest.
Mm. So it's nice to have a sister nearby.
Yes.
And your parents are working in Plymouth or in pension now?
My father works in Plymouth, although he's retiring this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's anyway. You know, he's not quite sure about that, but he's at retiring age, or near retiring age. So it'll be just this year, then he retires. He doesn't want to stay on. I think he'll be quite glad to retire.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing?
He works in the dockyard in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's connected with that.
Mm-hmm. It's a very industrial part of the town there.
Yeah, well, the dockyard, you know, it's quite an important naval base.
Yeah, I remember passing through this year. And your mother used to work at home, or she used to work
Um,
elsewhere?
ch she hasn't really worked much after being married. She has worked as a school meals assistant, but mostly hasn't really worked outside the home.
And you're not married?
No, no, no.
And do you know of someone in the family who used to stutter heavy or anyone sorry for you?
No. No, I've not heard of anyone else. I think I'm the only one that is known of.
Since what? Like how much time?
It would have started, I think, when I was about 6 or 7, maybe later.
So it started later. I mean, later than you start, after you started speaking. I mean,
Oh
after you started.
yes, because it was when I was at school. I definitely remember being at school, and then becoming aware, you know, of the problem.
Could it be that it started earlier, but you became aware of it only at the age of 6, 7, or you without it?
I don't think so, because I think if I hadn't noticed it myself, it would have been other people would have noticed it and would have asked me why I was stammering.
It doesn't usually happen that way. I mean, many times people are not saying other people. I mean, especially children, because why should, I mean, most of the children used to stutter sometimes. It's a natural disfluency, because sometimes until they acquire all the words in the language, so they have sort of hesitation between each word until they really retrieve all the words that they're looking for. So many children used to be disfluent, I think, in a young age. So it's not that exception.
Yes, well, I think in my case, it might have become apparent that it wasn't just a phase, that it was continuing.
And did it interfere with you doing things that you wish to do? I mean, would you choose another profession or go to study a different thing in college?
I think I might have considered going in for teaching, but which I've never really considered, you know, because I think that having a preaching impediment would interfere too much with that.
I met a couple of people who used to teach lecturers who are stutterers. I mean, I had a stutterer lecturer. He was a very good lecturer. I mean, his lectures were the most fascinating lectures I've ever had. And he didn't interfere with me that
No,
much.
not necessarily, you know. I mean, there are times actually when if it's a lecture or something which is more routine like that, or not routine, but if it's a thing which tends to be repeated to a certain extent, it's easier. Because I'm not so bad when I'm reading out things, you see. Although I used to hate doing that at school, when I had to read out in front of the class. So that was. But that's not so bad now. Well, maybe it's because it's not a thing which I have to do now, whereas at the time at school it was a thing which I was expected to do, and so it was the idea, you know, that I had to do it, and I think I resented that as well.
I think now we'll go to Peter and see if he finished all the preparations for the other experiment.
Yes,
if
yes.
Not, we'll go straight to the questionnaire. Just see how easy.
Yes, yes.